This is Ag Markets and More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
I'm Bob. There's wildfires in five states that burned over 1 million acres of range and farm over the last week. Can you update us? Where were these fires and what was the damage assessment?
We saw fires in northeastern Colorado, Kansas, southeast Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas are the main ones. Nebraska had some, and I guess there was a wildfire in the Florida Everglades. Mm. So, yeah, and of course, what we have is we have a lot of fuel on the grasslands of the plains. And because we've had some wet conditions, that grass grew pretty well last fall, and now we've got dry conditions, and of course you add a little wind to it, and it really takes off. Might just start with the one in northeastern Colorado. It started at a little town named Proctor, which is almost upon I-76, and Haxton is about 20 miles east, and that fire spread, and it damaged farms and took homes and burned outbuildings, and I think a total, if we look at all those 1.2 million acres that burned, there was about six people that perished in the fires. Mm. And the count is still out there about how many cattle were killed, but it's probably well over 2,000 head that were lost in the fires.
Just in northeast Colorado or in all the fires?
In all the fires.
Yeah,
because it's kind of hard. Still, we don't have a real assessment of that. But the thing around Haxton is when farmers started to smell the smoke Monday, it started Monday morning in Proctor, was spreading toward Haxton, and when those farmers around Haxton started smelling that smoke, they got their tractors out and plowed fire lines around so that Haxton was spared. But I guess it was just barreling down on them. So it's kind of neat that the farmers took their effort. And really, some of the farmers said, you know, when you've got a fire and you can't see where it's at and you got all this smoke and dust from the wind and you're in this tractor and you're trying to make this fire line, it gets to be a little bit scary.
Does fires common on the plains? Fires come wildfires common really west of the 100th meridian here. Does it feel like it's a little early for that? Has it been that dry?
It has been fairly dry out there, of course. And the thing is the fuel load that's there, and that's true. You know, if you read it, if you're all a history buff and you read any of the stories of the early pioneers on the plains, fire was a common event. And it was started sometimes by lightning, sometimes by Native Americans would start fires in order to get better forage for buffalo. So it isn't something that's new, and fortunately we have some modern equipment that can help on that. But you can see it'd be pretty scary for folks who the only thing they had was a bunch of gunny sacks to try to keep the fire from burning their house down. So what we have here is that we've got a number of people that are helping to mitigate what's happened there, and that the American Farm Bureau Federation has activated a disaster fund, and that there's a number of local entities that are getting together and having sales and other things to help ranchers who have lost livestock and hay and everything else. So that's the good news, if we can find any. We just hope that people take a little care as the spring moves on, because we're probably going to have possibly more of those.
That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob.